As we get into December, ice is starting to form on lakes across the Northwoods. For All Things Outdoors, I'm WXPR's Katie Thorson, here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Heather Hunt. Thanks for being here.
Hey, everybody.
And so we're talking about ice safety today. And so when we're looking at ice on lakes, I mean, especially in this early season, how can you kind of tell if it's okay to go out on?
Yeah. So one reminder I like to give everybody is ice is never 100% safe. But just knowing what body of water you're on is a very important spot to start. There's lakes that have springs, and it's really important to know where those springs are, because there might not be ice there at all, or if there is ice, it's going to be very thin. Another thing to target would be thick, clear ice. That's what you want to look for. Don't go out on that snow-covered, bubbly-looking ice, because that's going to be something you're going to be a lot more cautious on, or you should be a lot more cautious on.
And, you know, you're talking about if it's a spring-fed lake or something like that, what other kind of things do you look for in, or knowing about the water body you're on?
Yeah, another thing is what's popular up here are aerators. A lot of people have those around their docks now. They should have signs out, you know, informing the public that there is an aerator in the water there. There may be ice there. There likely won't be. But it's important to know if you get close to those docks, the ice that is near the dock is likely going to be weak. So that's something to be aware of as well, especially in the Northwoods here.
And so especially as we're in this kind of getting into this early ice season here, I guess what's kind of like good gear for people to have on them, or like what to wear when they do go out on the ice?
Yeah, I always bring a spud bar with me. I never go on the ice without one. Always, as you're walking out, every couple steps, give the ice a few chips. Use a nice heavy-duty one. Don't use one of those little ice picks. I get the nice tall one that's taller than me. And then you hit the ice with that a few times. Make sure you know it's good, nice and thick. Another thing you always should have with you are float bibs, a float coat, ice cleats, and ice picks. And I'll talk about the ice picks, because that's something that you shouldn't leave in your bucket and you shouldn't leave in your pockets. I recommend the ones that clasp together, so that way you don't have, you know, big spikes hanging from your neck in case you were to trip, but that way they're closed together and you can still wear them around your neck and be safe, because that way you never know when you might go through the ice, and when you do, you're going to want those right there, so that way they're on your shoulders, you can grab them with your hands and climb out of the ice. And the ice cleats are also important so you don't slip, you know, fall and hit your head, because that also won't feel very well.
No, that will not. As far as, I guess, like, you know, safety planning, I guess, you know, what should people know about that?
I always recommend don't go out on the ice alone. Bring a buddy if you can. If you aren't able to bring a buddy and you're going to go alone, always tell somebody. So tell them what time you're leaving, what time you plan on getting back, what lake you're going to, and what part of the lake you're going to, especially if it's a big lake. I mean, up here we have quite a few large lakes, Pelican Lake, Rainbow Flowage, Three Lakes Chain. I mean, if you just tell somebody you're going out on the Three Lakes Chain, you know, you could be on any one of those lakes. So it's really important to say specifically where you're going. That way, if anything happens to you, we can find you.
And obviously, everyone hopes that they're not going to fall in, but mm-hmm. What should they do if they do fall in?
Yep, if you do fall on the ice, remember, turn around. Don't go towards the ice you were heading towards. Go back to the ice you came from, because that's going to be the safe ice. You don't know what's in front of you. And on top of that, when you get there, get your ice picks out, get your shoulders out of the water, get on the ice, kick your feet so that they're parallel with the ice, and then slowly start pulling yourself up and lay flat. Don't stand up right away. Continue to lay flat so you can distribute your weight and crawl away until you know, you're on safe ice, and then call somebody.
And two, if you're out there and you see someone fall through the ice, is there advice for them as well?
If somebody else sees somebody fall through the ice, I would recommend, you know, coming from the direction they came from again. So if you want to go help them, you know, something to also pack in your bags, which I know a lot of people don't, but I would recommend, is a throw bag. Obviously, as a warden, we all carry those, but you know, you're no good if you're both in the ice, right? So if you have something like that, you can throw them and start pulling them out. That's super helpful. But don't get too close. And if you do get close, you know, get down on your belly. Don't stand on the ice near where they went through, because that ice is going to be weak, and then you might end up in the ice as well, or in the water.
So with all the safety in mind, you know, I know people will be looking forward to getting on the ice. What are some good opportunities for that?
Yeah, so up here in Oneida County and the entire Northwoods, we have tons of ice fishing opportunities. We have some of the, I think Rhinelander is actually the ice fishing capital of the world. So it's a great place to ice fish. We have a weekend coming up in January, January 17th and 18th is a free fishing weekend. So if you know somebody who has never gone or is interested, you don't need a license to go that weekend. It's a perfect opportunity to go out and try the sport. So
great. Well, Conservation Warden Heather Hunt, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.